Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us for tonight's segment of Nothing But the Truth, and I'm your host, Pastor Katie Pierce. I do so appreciate you joining us on tonight as we continue our study with being agents of reconciliation. Agents of reconciliation. We're living in a time where people choose to stay divided, even in the body of Christ, and that is not what God would have us to do. We feel like it's okay for us not to talk to each other, not to try to come to some type of medium. And we've talked about in previous lessons, the Bible says, how can two walk together except they agree? And so we have to learn how to come in agreement, even with those that we have strife and what we have ought against or whatever the case may be. We need to be agents of reconciliation and make sure that we resolve those issues. Amen. Amen. So again, thank you for joining us on tonight's episode. Let's start with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come now before your sight and before your presence, O Lord God. We come, O Lord God, because we understand that you are God and above you there is none other, O Lord God. We acknowledge you. We acknowledge your presence in our lives, O Lord God. And we come on today, O Lord God, asking that you would help us, assist us, O God, that we will be better agents of reconciliation. Help us, O Lord God, not to have the delete mentality, not to have the walk away spirit, O Lord God, but to learn how to resolve issues and circumstances, oh God, in the body of Christ, oh Lord God. Help us, oh Lord God. Give us understanding of how you would have us to handle situations and circumstances, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Holy Spirit, open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things out of your law. Then help us, oh God, to apply that given word to our everyday lives. In Jesus' name we pray, and we count this prayer as done by faith. It is so, and so it is in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And so on tonight, I wanted to take a look at a scripture. If you would turn with me in your Bibles, those that you have your Bibles, I want to look at Romans 8, Romans the 8th chapter, and I want to look specifically at verses 13 through 15. If you're writing this down, again, we want to look at Romans 8, verses 13 through verse 15. And the word of God reads like this: For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if the spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, but if by the spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the spirit of God are the sons of God. For if you did not receive a spirit of slavery that returns you to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship by whom we cry, Abba, Father. Amen. A very familiar passage of scripture. And I just wanted tonight again to kind of talk to us from the aspect of allowing the Holy Spirit to help us when we're talking about reconciliation. One of the things that the enemy does very well, his job is to steal, kill, and to destroy. He's tried to destroy our relationship. He tries to destroy our purpose. He tries to destroy everything. But one thing the Bible assures us is that the enemy does not have power over us. Amen. And so when we think about that, how the enemy tries to come in and separate and how he does things to separate us, you know, we have to be mindful of that. We have to be mindful of that. And then we have to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. And I am one. I really am one because in today's society, even in the Christian household of faith, if you will, we tend to not want to reconcile. We'd rather sit on opposite sides of the church and say, as long as she don't say nothing to me, I'm all right. I want to let us know that that is not God's way. That's not God's way in the household of faith. At some point in time, we need to learn how to reconcile, how to come together. How to get past our differences. Amen. Amen. Now, when we look at this particular scripture, it says, if you live according to the flesh, you will die. When we do things that are according to our flesh or the things that we feel are justified or we feel we're right, we feel we've got justice to be that way, then we're actually letting the flesh control us. And we know that the Bible says that old things are passed away, you know, that we're new creatures in Christ. Christ, old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. We have to allow the newness of God to root out or route out that which is our old nature, our old man. You know, we've been doing it our way for so long. We tend to try to always sway back to that way. The enemy will always try to get us to go back to that old way, you know, our flesh way. Our flesh way of doing it was, if somebody hit you, you hit them back. But then the Bible says, if somebody hit you on one cheek, turn to them and give them the other cheek. If they want to take your coat, give them your cloak also. And we have not learned how to walk in that particular level of faith. Amen. We haven't gotten to that maturity level of faith, and that's because we have to begin to walk things out. I'm reminded of a song, an old song, "Yield Not to Temptation, for yielding is sin. Each victory would aid you some other to win." You know, you have to keep fighting. You have to keep pressing, rather. You have to keep pressing until you get to a point where you've overcome that particular instance. And then the enemy will understand, you can't keep bringing the same thing to me because I've pressed toward, I've pressed past that particular area of my life, and I'm now at a new level of maturity, amen, in my life. But if you keep tripping over the same thing, if you keep falling over the same thing, then the enemy is going to keep bringing that same thing back to you, and he's going to keep doing it, you know, keep doing it until you get to a level in your life where you say no to that. Amen. And so we have to learn how to be led by the Spirit of God, because we're the sons of God. We have sonship. We have a right to be in the household of faith. And God desires for us to walk in that. I'm reminded of the scripture that says, how shall men know that you are my disciples if you have love for the brethren? We have to learn how to love each other, stop bickering and talking about each other and get into that point where, you know, we're just always at each other's end. You know, I can't stand her. Oh, she makes me sick. Now, those words are just double negatives. Can I say it like that? Because, first of all, your sister or brother in Christ shouldn't make you sick, and then you're prophetically speaking something on yourself that you really don't want. Amen. And so we have to be mindful of the words that come out of our mouth, because the Bible says that life and death lies in the power of our tongue. And so we have to be mindful. We have to be mindful. We have to get to a point in the body of Christ where we are able to be led by the Spirit. Amen. And so as we begin to look at that, we says that, you know, that we're children of God and that we cannot be led by the flesh, because being led by the flesh brings damnation. Being led by the flesh brings death. Amen. And we have to learn how to walk in the admonition of the Lord. And so learning how to yield to the Holy Spirit, learning how to yield to the Holy Spirit, learning how to give ear to him. You read in the Word of God where it says, submit to God, obey God, submit to him, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Amen. We have to learn how to submit to the will of God. We have to learn how to submit, get over, get under the authority of God. We have to learn how to do that. And if we learn how to do that, then we'll learn how to resist the devil. And if we learn how to resist the devil, he'll flee from you. How do I know that? Because the Word of God tells us that. Amen. So first of all, we've got to learn how to come under the authority of God and to be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, Jesus said that I go away. He said, I'm going away, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to leave the Holy Spirit with you, and he's going to lead you and guide you into all truth. He's going to lead you and guide you. But we've heard many say the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He doesn't force himself, you know, upon you. He's not a rapist. You know, he yields to you. He yields to you allowing him to come in and have rule and have reign. Amen. And that's why the Bible says submit, because you need to do that. You need to do that. Keep in mind, the enemy's job is to keep bombarding you with information that's going to keep that division. His desire is to keep us divided. His desire is to keep us, you know, bickering among each other. His desire is not for us to come into agreement because of what we can do when we come in agreement. Remember when the people were trying to build the Tower of Babel, when they were trying to build a tower to heaven, and God looked at them and was like, oh my goodness, they are in such agreement that they may even be able to attain this, you know, endeavor that they're trying to do. Why? Because of the power of agreement. Amen. Oh, my God, I spoke something. The power of the agreement is a powerful weapon. It's a powerful weapon in the body of Christ. And so we have to learn how to utilize that by always coming together and always making amends and allowing the Holy Spirit to assist us again in that endeavor. So how can the Holy Spirit help us with reconciliation? The Holy Spirit creates fellowship between those who are estranged or who have fallen out from God. Paul wrote, God has reconciled us to himself. And we went over this particular scripture in 2 Corinthians 5:18. God has reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Ask the Lord to teach you how to be more effective in delivering the message of reconciliation to those who have yet to come to know Christ, and to those who you have perhaps fallen out with, you know, you have a disagreement with. Ask God, how do I minister reconciliation in this particular instance? You know what I'm saying? Don't allow the enemy to tell you not to go and try to reconcile because he gives you some preconceived notion. Amen. The enemy will whisper in your ear and say, oh, they ain't going to try to hear you. You know, you did that and you were in the wrong and this is how they're going to. Don't allow the enemy to give you a preconceived notion that will hinder you from going and doing what you need to do. Be prayerful to the Holy Spirit. Ask Holy Spirit, you know, to go before you, to prepare the way for you. Amen. And then be obedient. So the Holy Spirit shows us how to restore communication. Sometimes we say some things, you know, because we fly off at the mouth. Our mouth goes way ahead of our thoughts. Amen. And sometimes we say some things that we shouldn't say. We say some things that we later on may even regret. So we have to ask the Holy Spirit to show us how to restore communication between those who we've fallen out with, or even show you how to be an agent of reconciliation for a situation where there may be some disagreement. Let me just say this. There is nothing that God can't resolve. Hello? There is nothing that God cannot restore. Amen. I don't care how horrific it may look. I don't care how long that thing's been going on. I don't care how volatile the situation may be. God is more than able to step into that situation and say, peace be still. You can be an agent of reconciliation. Amen. So you want to ask Holy Spirit, how do I restore? How do I bring peace to this particular situation? What is it that I need to be saying? And then be sensitive to the Holy Spirit's guiding. Be sensitive to his nudging. Paul wrote, accept one another, then just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. That's Romans 15:7. Romans 15:7. Ask the Lord to help you bring biblical, rational reasoning, why they're disagreeing, why it is that they need to be reconciled, and why their situation needs to be reconciled because of Jesus and his shed blood and what he did on the cross. Going back to our scripture in 2 Corinthians 15:18, God died. God sent his son, Jesus, to reconcile man unto himself. And so that shows us the importance of reconciliation. Amen. And so he did that. He went above and beyond to make sure that we were reconciled to him. And we have to allow Holy Spirit to assist us to get to that place of reconciliation. Keep in mind, your flesh is always going to buffet against the Holy Spirit. Your flesh, your pride, come on now, somebody. Your pride, you know, your hurt feelings, you know, you're feeling like you want to be the person that brings justice, and that's not your responsibility. Amen. Remember in the book, in the Old Testament, the Bible says, you shall hold your peace. and the Lord shall fight your battles. You know, at some point in time, we have to allow, be quiet, get in the presence of Holy Spirit so that he can begin to minister to us and help us to get to that next place that we need to bring that bomb of reconciliation, amen, to bring that olive branch, if you will, amen, that olive branch of peace. So the Holy Spirit disciplined those who refuses to be reconciled because of bitterness. I'm reminded of the scripture in 1 Peter 3, and I often give this to wives because it is reference to wives. But for us, those of us who may not be married, the Bible says a kind word turns away wrath. But in 1 Peter 3, it says that without a word, he can be won. Without a word, he can be won by your chaste, the chasteness of how you live in your life, if you will. Amen. He's looking at how you're living and how you're standing before the Lord, and that brings on conviction. Amen. That brings on conviction, and it's the Holy Spirit's job to convict, not yours. Not yours. When we start trying to do some things, it often crosses the line and becomes manipulation. Amen. And God is not a God who manipulates. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we want to be sure that we are allowing the Holy Spirit to discipline us, to help us to, you know, be quiet when we need to be quiet. Ask Holy Spirit to discipline those who refuse to be reconciled because of bitterness. The writer in Hebrews says, make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. See to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and to defile many. Wow, that's an awesome, awesome scripture. Amen. And so we have to make sure that we've made every effort. Let's just stop right there. Make every effort. We'll call somebody one time, it'll go to voicemail. Well, I tried, you know, and you feel like you have done your duty. Hello, somebody. It said, make every effort. Make every effort. Come on, somebody. We're not making every effort that we can. We're not doing all that we can to assure that peace and that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and to defile many. We have to make every effort. We have to go beyond the call of duty. Hello, somebody. Hello. To make sure that we're bringing peace. Disciplines. Let the Holy Spirit discipline you. Discipline those who refuse to be reconciled because of bitterness. And it could have been something they may feel that they're warranted in having bitterness. But bitterness is of the enemy. Bitterness is a spirit. Hello? And so that's a spirit that we want to bind, because bitterness, it comes from unresolved anger that we have allowed to turn into bitterness, to turn into wrath, to turn into rage. It came from unresolved anger, because the Bible says to be angry and sin not. Amen. And so something happened. Some sin came about that caused it to turn into bitterness, and we need to be able to go in and deal with that. Amen. Ask the Lord to help you live in the fear of God, so as to avoid being spoiled by bitterness, animosity, or any feelings of unreconcilable differences. I remember my first divorce. One of the things that we put down when I got my divorce was unreconcilable differences. That statement can never be true in the household of faith. There is no such thing as unreconcilable differences. There is a person who refuses to be reconciled. Hello. But there's no such thing as unreconcilable differences. And so I want us to get that in our spirit and begin to understand that if we will allow Holy Spirit to do what the Holy Spirit does, to teach us and to lead us into all truth, we can get to the source of a problem, and God can come in and smooth that thing over. But we have to be agents of reconciliation and allow Holy Spirit to do what it was released to do. Amen. And so no such thing as unreconcilable. It said any feelings of unreconcilable differences. So you, that may be how you feel, but that's not the truth. Hello. Oh, my God, to glory. That may be what you think, but that's not the truth. Amen. Because the truth of the matter is that God can bring resolution to any particular situation. The Holy Spirit encourages us to love others, even when they seem to oppose us at every turn. The writer of Hebrews wrote, keep on loving each other as brothers. In Hebrews 13:1, ask the Lord for strength to obey and to love others as he loved us and gave his life on our behalf. When I think about this particular example, I think about Jesus Christ on the cross. I think about how they beat him down. I think about how they spat on him. I think about, you know, how they nailed his hands to the cross, how they nailed his feet to the cross. I think about how they dropped the cross down in a hole, whereas it tore his body where the nails had been put in his hands and his feet. And even on the cross, even after being beaten unrecognizable, he still said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And we'll let somebody hurt our feelings. We'll let somebody have said something about us that wasn't even true. Amen. And we'll take that and feel like we need to damn them to hell. And here we have Christ, who was beaten unrecognizable. He went through all of this torture on our behalf and took our sins upon himself so we wouldn't have to bear the burden of the sin. And yet he found a place in his heart to say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And we say we're Christians. We are Christ-like. We have a forgiving heart, but we can't take anything. Hello, somebody. My God, the glory. This is blessing me. I hope you're getting something from it. And so we have to learn. We have to learn how to love each other. We have to learn, you know, how God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. We have to learn how to go beyond. We have to learn how to give up that. He hasn't asked you to give up your son. We have to learn how to give up some things. And most of the time, it's just us giving up our hurt, our bruised ego. It's not even emotions, just our bruised ego. Hello, somebody. So we have to learn how to let some things go. We have to learn how to press past some situations and press past some circumstances and put it down and say, for the love of Christ, because of what God did through Jesus Christ, I'm going to make myself an agent of reconciliation. Watch this. And I'm going to go above and beyond to make sure that I make it right with my sister or brother in Christ. God is teaching me. Trust me when I tell you, this lesson has made me take some deep breaths. You know, my old nature, my old self to try to vindicate myself, my old nature to try to be my own self attorney, my defense attorney. I want to defend myself at every hand. And sometimes the Spirit of the Lord said, just be quiet. Just be quiet. I'm learning how to say, you know, if I've done anything to offend you, watch this. Hallelujah. I went to try to use that escape the other day, and the Holy Spirit said, no. Say what you know to be. Say what you know to be. And a lot of times, hallelujah, God, a lot of times what we do is if we feel like it should have been something that shouldn't have bothered them, you know, that bothered you for real? Oh, come on now. That little thing bothered you? If it did, then it's worth your apologizing for. We try to make little. We try to make light of a situation, and that's not our responsibility. Amen. Our responsibility is to be agents of reconciliation. And so I found myself recently, since I've been in this lesson, I found myself saying, you know what, I did such and such a thing, and perhaps that offended you. I apologize. Amen. Amen. And did it literally through a choked throat. Amen. But I was free. Once I did what God told me to do, I was free from that thing. And sometimes that's what we have to do. And you know, I even found myself saying to somebody, I said, you know what? Apparently I've done something to offend you. Apparently I've done something to offend you. Could you let me know what it is if you don't know? If you, you know, and just put it out there in the open. You know, apparently I've done something to offend you, and I apologize. And let's talk about it, and let's come to a resolution about the thing. That's what we've got to learn how to do in the body of Christ. We get upset, we get angry, we don't want to talk to each other, and that place of division right there allows the enemy to come in. It gives him access to enter. Hello. And we don't want to give the enemy any kind of access to enter and to wreak havoc in our lives. Amen. And so we want to make sure that we're doing what's necessary. We want to make sure that we're encouraging love. We want to make sure that we're asking God to give us the strength to obey and to love others who he loved, even when they look and seem to be unlovable. Amen. Because there's some people you probably said, man, it's hard to love them. Well, they are lovable. Amen. They are lovable. And we have to allow, again, Holy Spirit to teach us how to deal with people. To teach us how to deal with people. Amen. The Holy Spirit directs us to avoid those who are habitually trying to cause division. And by this, let me just say this, because this is not the opportunity for the delete ministry. Who are habitually trying to, I try to address issues, and I've shared with some of my congregants, when you have people who are always calling you with gossip, who are always calling you, trying to feed into you and trying to sow seeds of division, you know, I promise you, if you would begin to say, well, let's pray for that person, or if you begin to say, well, maybe you took it wrong, if you start being an agent of reconciliation, they're not going to want to bring it to you. Case in point, at my job, I'm the receptionist, and a lot of times people kind of congregate up to the front, and they may say some things about what's going on at the office. And so one of the young ladies came up, and she was getting ready to say something, and she said, I don't even know why I'm saying this to you, because you're only going to find the good. You know, I don't even know why I'm mentioning this to you, because you're only going to find the good. And that's what we're supposed to be. We could get so that we are good, act as a repellent to those who are trying to cause division. They won't even try to bring nothing to you, because they know, first of all, you're not giving ear to it. Hello, you're not giving ear to it. You're not going to bring wood to the fire. Remember, we talked about the scripture that says in Proverbs, make sure you're not bringing wood to the fire. If you stop bringing wood to the fire will go out. Amen. And so that's what we want to make sure. Power word, I urge you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching that you have learned. It says, keep away from them, for such people are not serving our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. Ask the Lord for wisdom to know which people you should try to avoid associating with. Now, I'm telling you, if it avoids associating with, especially if you're not in a place that you are able to withstand. You know what I'm saying? If you're a person who's able to bring good to a situation, it'll be a repellent. I promise you, it will be a repellent, all right? But if you're not in a place where you can deal with it, if you pulled into that, if your level of maturity has not reached that place where you're able to bring unity, where you're able to squash some stuff, then, yeah, you stay away from them. Stay away from them till you get to a point where you're able to minister and where you're able to be a help. Amen. The Holy Spirit teaches us how to relate to people according to their personality strengths rather than their weaknesses. Paul wrote, to the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that by all means I might save some. 1 Corinthians 9:19. Ask the Lord to help you study the characteristics of people's personality so that you are able to approach them in an affirming manner. in an affirming manner. You don't want to go to people and you're condescending. You don't want to go to people, you know, with a bad disposition or a bad attitude, and then you're causing more rift than you are a help. Amen. So it says kind of feel people out. See where they are. You know, he said to the weak he became weak so that he could draw them, so that he could win them to Christ. Amen. And our ultimate goal is always to win them to Christ, not to stir up division, not to stir up discord, but to win them to Christ. Amen. And that's what the Lord will have us to do. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to bridge the gap between people of opposing historical views. And, of course, that's talking about especially now in today's society. It seems like racism is on a rise, if you will. Racism, police brutality, all of these things are on the rise. And we have to ask the Holy Spirit to bridge a gap. There's a gap between, you know, the older saints and the younger saints. There's a gap between the homosexuals. And come on now, it's a whole lot of gaps in this thing. And there are homosexuals who are professing Christians, you know. There are those who've been ordained in ministry who are openly gay. And so we have to ask the Lord to teach us how to bridge the gaps, teach us how to minister to them from a point of view where we're doing it in love and we're winning them. And again, we're allowing the same Holy Spirit to convict them where conviction is needed. That is not our job. Our job is to just lay out the truth. And let the chips fall where they may, and watch Holy Spirit do what only the Holy Spirit can do. Amen. Allow him to do what only he can do. And so, remember, we're one body. His purpose was to create himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them, God, through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility, Ephesians 2:15. Let me read that again. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace, and in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility, in Ephesians 2:15-16. And so we have to allow God to begin to put some hostilities, to lay some things at rest. You know, especially African Americans, everything is the white man's fault. You know, it's the white man's fault we're poor. It's the white man's fault we can't go to school. It's the white man's fault we don't have a job. It's the white man's fault. Everything is somebody else's fault. But we have to begin to look at what it is that we need to do. Amen. To look at what we need to do. I read somebody's post today on Facebook, and they were talking about how there's not going to be a white heaven and there's not going to be a black heaven, and you know how we got all of this, but it's just heaven, you know. And it said that God came to save souls, not skin. He didn't come to save skin. So it doesn't matter if you're black, white, or whatever your color is. God is looking at your soul. He desires to save your soul. And so let's allow him to do that. And let's, again, be the bridge of reconciliation. Get to know people for who they are. Don't look at people and say they're white and you just turn away because you can't deal with them. Amen. Don't turn away from people because you feel like, watch this, they're not as prolific in word as you are, or because they talk a certain way, you don't want to deal with them, you don't want to minister to them. We have to learn how to look at every soul and not to look at outside things that'll stop us from doing what God would have us to do. So it doesn't matter about their education, it doesn't matter about, you know, their job. We have to learn how to minister to people's souls and not looking at the outward appearance. Amen. So the Holy Spirit used peacemakers or agents of reconciliation to reconcile individuals who need an arbitrator. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Again, going back to the scripture, making sure you're not taking wood to the fire, but make sure that you are the one who's going to bring peace. You're not going to agitate the situation even more, but you're the one who's going to bring peace. You're the one who's going to bring a resolution to the situation, to let them know that they have to get past some things. They have to get past the bitterness. They have to get past the hurt. We have to learn how to apologize. We have to learn how how to, you know, ask for forgiveness. Amen. Remember the scripture said that if you have aught against your brother and you're bringing a gift, put the gift down. And go and make a resolution with your brother. This is so important to our Father. So we have to allow the Holy Spirit to teach us how to be peacemakers, to teach us how not to say everything that comes to your mind. It shouldn't be spoke out of your mouth. Amen. For us to begin to allow Holy Spirit to examine some things, the wordings that come to our mind, so that we can say, oh, no, this is not the proper thing that you need to say. You know what I'm saying? That your words can be seasoned. Hallelujah. Your words can be seasoned with salt, and that they'll be able to preserve and give life. Hallelujah. And not bring death and destruction. Amen. So that's what we want to do. We want to be peacemakers, because the peacemakers are those who said he'll call the sons of God. And all of us desire to be called the sons of God. Amen. And that even goes back to our scripture on tonight. For those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And so we want to be that peacemaker. We want to be led to be that peacemaker. So we want the Holy Spirit to assist those who are truly interested in reconciling people back into the fellowship of godly people. You know what I'm saying? We have churches that are falling out with each other, pastors that are falling out with each other. These are people who, that level of maturity, you would think would have them in a position and place that they know how to back up from a situation and go into prayer. They know how to back up from a situation, allow Holy Spirit to minister to them. Amen. Allow the Holy Spirit to minister to them. So I'm speaking to somebody right now, God. I pray that the fire of God will begin to burn out some things, especially amongst those who are leaders. God, I pray for pastors. I pray for those who are in leadership positions, you know, whether it's a deacon or a trustee, whomever it is in a leadership position, oh, Lord God, I lift them up before you now in the name of Jesus, that the fire of God will begin to burn out hostility, begin to burn out bitterness and rage, oh Lord God, and that it will calm them, oh Lord God. We call now on Jehovah Shalom to step in, oh Father God, and to bring peace, oh Lord God. Bring peace. Begin to say, peace be still in that situation, oh Lord God, that they and leaders won't give the wrong example to the congregants, to the sheep, oh Lord God, but they are proved to be a good shepherd, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. Help them, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, to put aside every weight and every sin that the so easily beset them, oh Lord God. And then, oh Lord God, let them be blessed to be a peacemaker, oh Lord God, because the peacemakers are called the children of God. So we pray this now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault just between the two of you, learning how to go and address issues with those around us, allowing the Holy Spirit to give us the words to say. Allowing the Holy Spirit to give us the words to say, hallelujah, that's going to bring peace and that's going to bring unity to that particular situation. Amen. The Lord, the Spirit of God will help you and empower you to follow the formula of Jesus Christ in bringing reconciliation to organizations, to your church, and to people in your community and in your area, that you will learn how to be Christ-like, amen, in every instance and in every situation. You know, and even when there was a thing where after 9/11, everybody was leery. They were leery of those who are of Eastern descent. Amen. And we began to say some things that were not of God. Let's be mindful of that. And let's not group people together and say things that bring distinction and that does not bring peace. So we want to allow the Holy Spirit to help us to forgive one another as Christ has forgiven us. Paul wrote, get rid of bitterness, get rid of rage, get rid of anger, anger, along with every form of malice. The Word of God says to get rid of these things. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as Christ forgave you. Ask the Lord, ask the Holy Spirit to help you bring enough self-control ask the Lord to ask you to help you bring enough control skills into people's lives, enabling them to put away all their hostility, their anger, their ill feelings toward one another, replacing these attitudes with the love of Christ. It's the Holy Spirit's job to teach us. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to override all of these fleshly desires. We have to allow the Holy Spirit to help us to walk in truth and to walk in love. We have to allow the Holy Spirit, amen, to help us to bow and to come unto submission to his leading, amen, so that we're not walking around with bitterness and rage and unforgiveness, and so that there's no brawling and slander and every form of malice. You know, sometimes we think about things we can do to make other people's lives miserable. Amen. That's not God. You know what I'm saying? Somebody hurt your feelings, you know, and we ready to take them to court. We ready to sue them. We ready. And this is, you know, these things were not supposed to be named among the household of faith. We're not even supposed to sue each other, because we're supposed to be able to sit down and come into an agreement with some things. Amen. And so this is what we need to allow the Holy Spirit to be led by the Holy Spirit of God, so that the Holy Spirit can teach us how to walk in love, how to walk in love. Amen. 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. Love is long-suffering. Love forgives. Amen. Love does not keep notations of the wrongs of a brother. Love, you're not keeping a scorecard. Come on, somebody. And so we've heard of the love chapter. We know what it says. Though I speak with the tongues of angels and have not love, it profits me nothing. You know, you can speak in tongues, and I believe in speaking in tongues, and you can have the gift of prophecy. I believe in the gift of prophecy. But if you don't have love, it profits you nothing. Amen. Amen. So we've got to learn how to walk in unity. Hallelujah. We've got to learn how to become agents of reconciliation. We've got to learn how to die to our own emotions, our own feelings. Amen. Remember the scripture said to esteem your brother more than you esteem yourself. If there be any bowels of mercy, if there be any bowels of mercy, he said, to fulfill you my joy, that we will walk in unity and we will walk in strength. Amen. We will walk in unity and let us walk in peace. Amen. I'm looking for the exact scripture. I'm quoting it wrong, and I know that I am. Amen. But I want us to know that this thing goes deep. This thing shouldn't be a surface thing. And we so high. Yay, God. Hallelujah. We're walking in lack. We're walking, you know, things. We've got so much sick among us. Sick lists are growing and getting longer and longer because we got all of this unforgiveness in our hearts, and we're not trying to even unify. We're not trying to rectify situations, and we're wondering why. You know what I'm saying? And we're looking for signs, miracles. When, you know, we're expecting signs, miracles, and wonders. We want it. We expect that we look for it to happen, and yet we can't even have the miracle to be able to forgive. My God. Hey, God, okay. And so we that's the miracle we need. That's the miracle we need. We need to have the miracle to forgive. We need to have the sign that we are the sons of God, and that we know how to forgive one another, that we know how to be agents of reconciliation, that we know how to put some stuff behind us and let some things go. Let's look for that sign and that miracle in the body of Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. 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 And so, yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We need to begin to think of our brothers more highly than we do ourselves. But we're in such a world, our society has been taught to be selfish. We're taught to think about ourselves. We want self-esteem, you know, and we want everything is for me, myself, and I. Amen. And we have to get out of that and begin to put others' feelings before our own. That's what Christ did. That's why Christ was able to leave his throne in glory, because he put our situation above his own. And he wanted to please the Father so much so, he said, I'll take on their sins. I will die on their behalf if it pleases the Father. Hallelujah. And some of us need to be saying, I can take that, my little, you know, feeling being hurt. I can take that if it'll please the Father for me to be reconciled to my sister or my brother in Christ, for me to be reconciled, the churches coming back together in unity. If it pleases the Father, I'll put my feelings to the side that the Lord, that my Father might be glorified in me. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Let's get to that point. Let's walk in that place in God. Amen. So we want to get rid of bitterness. The Holy Spirit, we need to allow the Holy Spirit to convict us and to prioritize what God has for us, that God wants us to be reconciled one to another by even maintaining our fellowship with God through true reconciliation. Jesus said, anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Now, that's deep. Anyone who is angry with his brother, angry with his brother. We didn't even get to the bitterness and the wrath. And be angry with his brother, hallelujah, will be subject to judgment. If you are offering your gift at the altar, again, remember that your brother has something against you. Leave your gift, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and present your offering. Settle matters quickly with your adversary. Settle matters quickly. That's Matthew 5:22-26. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you not neglect reconciling with anyone in order to facilitate unhindered fellowship with God. You know, all of this, our bickering with each other, I'm sure that there is hindrances to our prayers. I know that the Bible speaks about when a husband and wife is not walking in agreement that prayers are hindered. Prayers are hindered because unity is so important. And so I need to, you know, just say that to those of you who are listening on today. You know, if there's any hindrance, if there's any place that you need to go, ask the Holy Spirit to help you to go and make that thing right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you can't make it right, if you can't get past a situation or a circumstance of what a person is doing, I adjure you to withdraw into your secret closet and get in the spirit. The Bible talks about how speaking in an unknown tongue strengthens you. You know, and so maybe it's time for you to get into your secret closet and you just begin to release in your heavenly language and allow the Holy Spirit to make intercession for you and allow some things to begin to change your heart and begin to reevaluate some things in your spirit so that God can do what he needs to do in you. Amen. Amen. So that's what we're looking for all tonight, for God to, the Holy Spirit to come in. The Holy Spirit, allowing the Holy Spirit to help bring us to a place of reconciliation, allowing the Holy Spirit to have free course and free reign, allowing the Holy Spirit to convict us and bring us to the place that we need to be in Christ Jesus. Amen. And so that's what we're looking for God to do on today. So, those of you who maybe you don't speak in a heavenly language, maybe you haven't been baptized with the Holy Ghost and you don't speak in an unknown tongue, you know, get in a place of worship and praise and ask God to give that to you. Ask God for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Ask God for the gift of the Holy Spirit that you will begin to speak with an unknown tongue, that you will be sealed with it, you know. And Acts, the second chapter, he asked the question. He said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Amen. So your salvation and the baptism of the Holy Ghost are two different things. He said, have you received it since you believed? You're a Christian, But there are some dunamis power that I want to give you that's going to help you to get past some things that you can't get past on your own. And so I adjure you on today to ask God to give you that gift. You know, I hear people talking about, you know, if you being a good parent, know how to give good gifts to your children. If your child would ask you for bread, would you give them a stone? If your child would ask you for something else, you know, would you give them something that's going to be harmful? And he said, if you can do it, he said, how much more will the Father give his Spirit, his Holy Spirit, to them that ask him? If you ask God for the Holy Spirit, he would give it to you. He would give you the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the evidence of speaking in an unknown tongue. And so I just want to adjure you. I want to, you know, ask you. We're going to pray for you now. Now that the God of peace is, that he may sanctify you completely, and that your whole spirit, soul, and body will preserve blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:23. We want to lift you up in prayer on today. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, God, for this lesson, oh Lord God. We understand, God, that we need your spirit, oh Lord God. We need Holy Spirit, the third triune, oh Lord God, to begin to minister and show us, oh Father God, how to walk in as agents of reconciliation, oh Lord God, how to get past our own hurts and our own pains, oh Lord God, our own pride, oh Father God. Help us, oh Lord God, to get past those things, God, that you may come and live in us, oh Lord God. Then, God, we pray for those who are listening, oh Lord God, who need strength to endure, God. We pray now, God, that they will receive your dunamis power, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, oh Lord God, and that they will begin to speak in an unknown tongue, oh Lord God. And that in speaking in tongues, oh Lord God, that they will be edified, oh Lord God, that the Holy Spirit edifies, it builds up, oh Lord God, it strengthens, it gives stamina, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. So we pray even now in Jesus' name that your spirit will be released, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they lift their hands, oh Lord God, to receive, oh Lord God, the good gift from you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we unction, we call you forth now. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God, have your way in them, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Have your way as they open their hearts, oh Lord God, as they open their hearts to receive, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Release, oh God, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Release the Spirit of the Most High God. Release the indwelling Spirit of the Holy Ghost, even now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Father, we love you. Father, we bless you. And, Father, we honor you on today, oh, Lord God. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we pray. And we count this prayer as done by faith. Hallelujah. And, Father, I just pray for that person, oh, Lord God, who's still wrestling with some hurts, oh, Lord God. The wound goes deep, oh, Lord God. The wound goes deep. Deep, oh Lord God, and they don't even know how, oh Lord God, to begin to reconcile. Holy Spirit, make your presence known. Hallelujah. Begin to speak to their heart, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, make your presence known, oh Lord God. Give them, oh Lord God, insight and revelation, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Show them, oh Lord God, that that thing is not unreconcilable, oh Lord God. Show them, oh Lord God, that you can reconcile it, God, no matter how long it's been, Father God, no matter who it is, oh Lord God, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the lies that the enemy has told them, oh Lord God, we bind the enemy even now in Jesus' name, oh Lord God. Holy Spirit, we release you to lead us and guide us into all truth. Let every lie roll back and let the truth of God stand. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we do love you and we do honor you on today. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. And we count this prayer done by faith. It is so. And so it is. Amen. Amen and amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us on tonight's episode of Nothing But the Truth. This has truly been a blessing to me. Part 3 of Agents of reconciliation, allowing the Holy Spirit, to teach us how to be agents of reconciliation. So I pray that this blessed you. I pray that you will apply it. Amen. Don't just listen to it, but apply it. Amen. As you go forth to be an agent of reconciliation. Hallelujah. We just thank you, God. So be sure to look us up on Facebook. I didn't put last week's on. I'm going to probably end up putting the last week's on for tonight. And then because it takes it a little time for the system to kind of download it so that I can put it on Facebook. And so just work with me. Give me a minute. They will end up on our page on Facebook. So if you look under the Truth Deliverance page, it'll probably be last week's episode that I'm going to put on there tonight. And then this week's episode, it'll follow soon thereafter. Again, questions, comments, like our page. You're welcome to email us if you have any questions or any comments about what God is doing in your life. Amen. You're welcome to message me, instant message me on Facebook. Let me know what God is doing. We did have a praise report from a young lady who instant messaged me and was saying how she is really trying to apply this and make it applicable in her own life. God is beginning to do some things. So we just thank God now for the bomb, for the adhesiveness of Holy Spirit that He's binding together even in her life. Thank you so much for your encouragement. We do so appreciate it. Amen. And we look forward to those of you who are listening to also give us your feedback. Give us some comments. Let us know, you know, if this is being a blessing to you. Or even if you're being halted in a position, a particular area. Perhaps you're finding it difficult and you just need somebody to help navigate you past that little thing to get you to that place of freedom and walking as an agent of reconciliation. Reach out to us. Amen. We're here to help you. We're here to assist you. Amen. So that we can all be better agents and better stewards, amen, of that which God has given unto us. So we appreciate you again for joining us on tonight, and we do look forward to you joining us on next week as we continue our study on nothing but the truth. And depending on how God deals with me or where He leads me, we could be continuing with agents of reconciliation. I don't know. Whatever Holy Spirit leads me to do, or whatever He quickens me that's needed in the body, that's what we'll continue on. But thank you so much. But we'll be here. We'll be here on next week, next Tuesday. Join us again as we minister to you from the Word of God. Thank you so much for joining us on tonight. And until next week, may God's greatest and may God's best be yours. Good night, everyone.